أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا. ولما رأى المؤمنون الأحزاب قالوا هذا ما وعدنا الله ورسوله وصدق الله ورسوله وما زادهم إلا إيمانا وتسليما. من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه فمنهم من قضى نحبه ومنهم من ينتظر وما بدلوا تبديلا. ليجزي الله الصادقين بصدقهم ويعذب المنافقين إن شاء أو يتوب عليهم إن الله كان غفورا رحيما. صدق الله العظيم.
نفس کے گندے تقاضوں سے جو انبن ہو گئی نفس کے گندے تقاضوں سے جو انبن ہو گئی روح میری سن بولو ریحان و سوسن ہو گئی روح میری سن بولو ریحان و سوسن ہو گئی نفس کے گندے تقاضوں سے جو انبن ہو گئی جب ہمارے آب و گل میں درد دل شامل ہوا جب ہمارے آب و گل میں درد دل شامل ہوا ان کی ہر منزل ہمارے پیش دامن ہو گئی ان کی ہر منزل ہمارے پیش دامن ہو گئی روح میری سن بولو ریحان و سوسن ہو گئی کس قدر ظلمت کدا تھی انجمن ان کے بغیر کس قدر ظلمت کدا تھی انجمن ان کے بغیر اور ان کے آتے ہی سراپا ان کے آتے ہی سراپا بزم روشن ہو گئی روح میری سن بولو ریحان و سوسن ہو گئی ہم تو صحراؤں کو سمجھے تھے کہ ویرانی ہے وہاں، ہم تو صحراؤں کو سمجھے تھے کہ ویرانی ہے وہاں، ذکر حق کے فیض سے وہ، ذکر حق کے فیض سے وہ رشک گلشن ہو گئی، روح میری سن بلو ریحان سوسن ہو گئی، نفس دشمن ہو گیا مغلوب ان کی یاد سے، نفس دشمن ہو گیا مغلوب ان کی یاد سے، روح کی طاقت ہماری، روح کی طاقت ہماری شیر افغان ہو گئی، روح کی طاقت ہماری شیر افغان ہو گئی، تلخ تھی بزم جہاں میں اہل دنیا کی حیات، تلخ تھی بزم جہاں میں اہل دنیا کی حیات، فیض بزم عاشقاں سے، فیض بزم عاشقاں سے بزم روشن ہو گئی، فیض بزم عاشقاں سے بزم گلشن ہو گئی، مت لگانا دل کو تم فانی حسینوں سے کبھی، مت لگانا دل کو تم فانی حسینوں سے کبھی، ایک دن خاک منقش، ایک دن خاک منقش نظر مدفن ہو گئی، ایک دن خاک منقش نظر مدفن ہو گئی، جب سے اختر روکش اغیار و بیگانا ہوا، جب سے اختر روکش اغیار و بیگانا ہوا، بزم اہل دل میں اس کی قدر احسن ہو گئی، بزم اہل دل میں اس کی قدر احسن ہو گئی، روح میری سنبھلو ریحان سوسن ہو گئی، کب نفس کے دندے تقاضوں سے جو انبن ہو گئی،
وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم لا يصلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكن فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واتل ما أوحي إليك من الكتاب وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. First we translate this so beautiful poem and which is a whole bayan, not only one bayan but a whole book full of bayans. And also it hurts also that those people who don't understand, well they don't understand, but those who understand, especially ulama, and they seem to be indifferent when their ashar were read. Like Bayajaz is reading them in the Qabristan. Nobody, no feeling, no response, nothing. It shows it's a very poor reflection. Especially those who don't understand, they're excused. But those who understand and no response from them, it's a very, very poor reflection. This should be, and it's our share, and what poems Allah, and what ashar, middle of the night. Hadrat used to say also that these poems, I just don't write them down. Waridati qalb. It is what Allah puts in my heart that I am writing down. Intil khati munakkash nazare madfan hogi. One day, this beautiful body which we are so lot worried about it must look nice, looking in the mirror, how handsome I am, how beautiful. We put our sufi, we turn our head this way, that way, am I looking nice? And passing the amamad even more, fastening it 10 times, is it right? Am I looking smart or not? And woman, what to say about me? How much? But all this will go in the qabr one day. We worried so much of our houses must be spick and span, toilets must be clean, the finest details, everything, our gardens, one day will go away to the qabr. And we won't be asked anything about our houses, and about our cars and how we kept them and about our gardens. We'll be asked about our iman that we don't even think of. Today one day Jummah has passed. Who of us thought is my iman in order? Is my iman becoming stronger? What is it that we're not worried about? Dunya's things we are all very much worried about. So all this beauty, yahi tujhko dhoon hai, raho sabse bala. This is your worry. I must be unique all the time. Ho fashion nirali, ho zinat nirali, ho fashion nirala. That my beauty must be exceptional. My fashion, I must have the latest, the brand names, the latest things I must have. Jiya karta hai kya yuhi marne wala. Does a person who is going to be dying, does he live like this? A person who is going to the gallows, he is worried about all his beauty and that. You are going for operation. Cancer operation, heart operation, and you are worried of putting your surma and putting your cosmetics, who is that? We are going to the cover. What are we not worried? We are worried. You are going for a heart operation and you are worried about the garden lawn, whether it is cut or not. And you are worried whether the tap is leaking or not. You are going for a serious operation. Much more than that, we are going in the cover. But no thought about it also. Ye husne fani ne tujhe dhoka mein dala. The outward beauty of this world has deceived you. You're just worried about your dunya all the time. Beauty of this dunya, money of this dunya, business of this dunya, and the qabr, we are not worried where we are going. And all the time we hear people have passed away, but that also is not, no more serious thing. The qabristan we are in, and our family member is being buried. We are making jokes there. We are talking of commentary there, soccer results, cricket results, political things we are talking. It's a very serious condition which we have placed, we have gone to. We're not worried of akhirat at all, as if it's a joke akhirat. And dunya is a serious matter, actually it is the total opposite. Akhirat is a serious matter. Dunya, Allah said dunya is lahwa wa la'ib, play and passing time. Mata'ul ghurur, it's a place of deception. The akhirat is the real fikr, but we don't have that fikr. Nafs ke gande taqazo se jo anban ho gayi, that person who has become cross with and has opposed the evil desires of his nafs. We know that little children commonly, they fight and they say, we're not talking with one another. And very sadly, grown-up people also with their wife, they don't talk. And they give all messages through the children. And they talk loudly and the wife gets the messages and the wife gives the messages and the husband gets it. We are old but we are still like small children. That we are not talking, we are cross, we are not talking with them. Who we should get cross with is the evil desires of our nafs. Don't follow that. We just look where we want to, we think what we want to. That we are not cross about. We don't fight against the evil desires of our nafs. Ruh meri sumbal or rehan usosan holi. And when a person does that, when he fights his evil desires and he becomes the enemies of his evil desires, his ruh now becomes valuable, precious. Now it is free, it's got fragrance of sumbal, rehan and sosan and all this beautiful, wonderful fragrance the ruh has come when you fight your evil desires. But if you are a slave of your evil desires, wallah, your ruh is worse than number two and three. It is worse than that when you become the slave of your evil desires. And sadly, perhaps almost all of us, we are slaves of our evil desires. We don't think about, we just look where we want to, we talk as we want to, we think as we want to, all evil in us. So our ruh is filthy, it is dirty. If you will fight the evil desires of your nafs, your ruh will become pure. It will become clean. It will have fragrance in it. Jab hamare aab o gil mein dard o dil shamil ho gaya. When this body of us, which is made of sand and water, it has got no real value. But when the love of Allah came in this body, now how valuable has it become? Unki har manzil hamare pesh daman ho gaya. Now every station of reaching Allah is in front of us. Now we are moving it up. We are going to Allah Ta'ala. When the love of Allah comes, it is that magnet which pulls you to Allah. And now the radar is pulling you towards Allah. You don't have to do anything. You just have to get the love. The body which is like sand and water, it's going to mix with sand and water. But when the love of Allah came, the love of Allah is that magnet, that radar which is pulling now the body to Allah all the time. You are just automatically going to Allah Ta'ala. Kis qadar zulmat kada thi anjuman unke baghair. Now you realize, my life, all my gatherings, whatever they were, how dark they were. There were weddings, there was music, there was videoing, there was no parda, and people were laughing. Now you are making tawbah. Allah, how could I live such a life? How could I organize that in my family? This evil. Now you realize all that was darkness. Now you have come in light. Now you are in tahajjud, but you are in great light now. Now you see the light. Now in your tilawat, in your zikr, all the lights are off. And you are making zikr, you see now what great light you have come. And without Allah, my life was in darkness.
ان کے آتے ہی سراپا بزم روشن ہوگی. As soon as Allah entered your life, and it's you, make your heart clean and have the love of Allah. Allah comes in your life, now you see, like a dark room, your life was in darkness. All the evil you was going on the internet, the porn, the filth, the dirt, now you will realize that was dirt, it was filth. Now you will realize it was worse than urine and stool also. And now that Allah has come in your life, you will see light in your life now. Just like you enter the room, it's dark. Just one button you press the switch, put it down, and now light gets, all the darkness is gone. It will go out of your life, just get Allah in your life. Hum to sehrao ko samjhe the ke veerani hai wahan. We thought that in the deserts, there is desolateness. There is nothing, it's bare, it's forlorn, it's dry. There is nothing in the desert, we thought. Zikr haq ke faiz se wo rush ke gulshan ho gaye. But when we went there and the zikr of Allah was made there, we found that the desert became the envy of the beautiful garden. The garden that is green, the garden that has got flowers and roses and water features. This envied that desert when zikr of Allah was made. The real value is the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Nafs dushman ho gaya, maghloob unki yaad se. And this nafs of ours, which is a dushman, it is our enemy, but it has been overpowered by the remembrance of Allah. By the remembrance of Allah, zikr is a very, very great thing. And zikr makes you overcome everything. And this nafs, which is your enemy, zikr of Allah will overcome. Ruh ki taqat hamari sher-e-afghan hogi. When we made the zikr of Allah, now the power of our ruh became sher-e-afghan. Sher-e-afghan is that lion that overpowers its enemy. Whenever it fights, it has got it got such power that no one can stand in front of that lion. Your ruh will become so strong. Now all the small temptations will just, you'll overcome them. Our ruh is weak. Our ruh has got no power because we are the slaves of our nafs. So we're not giving the ruh no food. We're giving the nafs all the food it wants. It wants biryani, it wants roast, it wants even doubtful food. It wants haram enjoyment, haram pleasure. We are feeding the nafs. So nafs is becoming strong. There's ruh. Who needs zikr of Allah, needs to go against the desires of the nafs. That is the food of the ruh. That we don't give, the ruh is weak. So the ruh can't overpower anything whatsoever. But if we will do this, that by making zikr of Allah out of many things, the zikr of Allah will overpower this nafs, and then our ruh will be strong. If your BMW, if it's got great power, 200 kilometers per hour if you are traveling, but you in control of it, no problem. You go safely. But if it is just rolling out from the garage and it's out of control, it will kill someone. So this is that if the ruh is in power, is in control, everything will be in order. If the ruh is not in control, nafs is in control, you will be destroyed. And also when the ruh is in control, actually it is Allah, the farishtas who are in control. And when they're in control, you have got no problem. And when your nafs is out of control, that is when shaitan is in control. That is when your nafs is out of control. And the worst gunas you will commit, and it will be like a picnic. And you won't even worry about it if the nafs is in control. So by zikr of Allah out of many things, you can bring your nafs under control and put the ruh in control. And then your life automatically just sails smoothly towards Allah Ta'ala. Talkh thi bazam jahan mein ahle dunya ki haya. This talkh thi bazam. All these gatherings of this dunya, the entertainment and all the haram, whatever gatherings they were very, very bitter. Ahle bazam jahan mein ahle dunya ki hayat, and the lives of the people of dunya. At the moment when they haven't seen the truth, like a little child, Allama Abu Sayri rahmatullah alayhi says that a child, he just want to drink milk all day, and the mother tries and take him off milk, how he fights for his milk. His milk is his life. He wants milk all the time. But when she takes him off and she goes off milk, now he's going to eat biryani. Now he's going to eat roast. Now he's going to eat samosas. Just like that, our nafs is used to gunas. And to take the ruh off guna, to wean it off guna, the nafs doesn't like it. The nafs likes its gunas. The nafs likes the things of this dunya, the filth and the dirt. But that mother who is strong and she takes and weans the child off, then the child enjoys life. So that person who is strong and weans his nafs off the gunas, then the child will, that ruh now, and that nafs also will go in tilawat of Quran, in zikr of Allah Ta'ala, in tahajjud, in umrah, and the enjoyment of all this ibadah. Then see how that person will enjoy his life. فَيَزِ بَسْمِ عَاشِقَا سِ بَزْمْ قُلْشَنْ هُو گَي. And that evil life, that dark life of yours, that evil life will change by the gathering of the people of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. بَزْمِ عَاشِقَا. The gathering of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala will change that condition. That is another thing. Make zikr of Allah. Always go in the gathering of the lovers of Allah. That will also change that previous life of yours. You will realize by that what filthy, dirty life I was leading. Now what a clean, pure life I have got. Mat lagana dil ko tum fani haseeno se kabhi. Don't ever attach your hearts. Put your hearts in the temporary beauties of this world. Especially the filthy, dirty woman of the street. And the filthy, dirty woman on porn and internet. Never attach yourself. Today man has dropped himself so low that forget a real person on what born and death. How many people as though they really living there. And what evil they are committing with pictures. Eh? And this is one reason why photography is haram. That it leads to a person where he idolizes and he makes that picture like a living thing. And he has fun with that living thing as though in real life. So this is one of the reasons why photography is made haram also. That it leads a person to this. So don't attach yourself to this filth and dirt. In khaki munakkash nazare matfan ho gayi. Remember one day this body of yours which you are worrying about so much. How beautiful it is. How healthy it must be, etc. One day it will be just gone into the qabr. They will put the planks over it or whatever. Then they will put sand over it or whatever. Then if the sand goes in, they'll put more sand in it all the time. And they won't put the sand level with the ground, they will heap it up over the cover. To make sure that you are covered properly. That is what's going to happen to this body. Then another life starts there. And that is the real life. So you just worried of this dunya's life, things of this dunya, about your health, about your beauty, about your enjoyment. Worry about that. That is the real life. Jab se akhtar ruh kash aghyaar wa begana hua. Hazrat say when Allah Ta'ala brought, and this is what we have to work to, that we turn our face away from this dunya. We are going to the qabr, look at the qabr. Prepare for the life of the akhirah. We are not going in dunya, we are going in the qabr. We are going in akhirah. So when you turn your face away from dunya, the dunya is going behind you, and you turn your face to the front. That driver who's looking at the back all the time, how dangerous is not that driver. But when he looks in front and you are going in front, then you know you are now safe. You are preparing for what is coming in front. Basme ahle dil mein uske qadar ahsan ho gaye. And then in the gathering of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala, that person who did this, his value has also increased. And as long as you are, Mawlana Thani Rahmatullah Ali writes, that you can make out a person very easily when he's worried of his body and worried of dunya, he's totally empty inside. And he's got no value in the eyes of the people of Allah, also he's got no value. But when you see a person who is making now preparation for akhirah, he's got fikr of akhirah, then that person has got value. And by Allah also he's got value, and by Allah wala, in their hearts also this person's value. And a person, Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, person worried about his hair, about his clothes, about his smartness all the time, up to date, everything. I see this person is an empty person. He has got nothing in him. an empty vessel he is. But when you see a person who's got fikr of akhirah, then you have got value for that person. So may Allah, what a beautiful form, may Allah give us tawfiq to make amal inshallah. The ayat of the Quran Sharif I've recited is the beginning of 21 Surah. And here is a direct command of Allah Ta'ala to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Utlu ma uhiya ilayka min al-kitab. The kitab, Quran Sharif, which has been revealed to you, O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you make tilawat of it. To read Quran Sharif. Tafsir is afterwards. And tadabbur and tafakkur is afterwards. But tilawat al-kitab. So this was a command given to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many of us, we feel tilawat al-kitab, reading Quran Sharif, zikr is more important, many of us. But tilawat al-kitab, we don't give importance to. Wazifas, we give lot importance to. How many people, their wazifas, more than faras namaz also. They give preference. Wazifas, they mustn't lose. And the pansura is very important. No Quran Sharif, no namaz also, but pansura I have to read. We must get our priorities in order. So the tilawat of Quran Sharif is an extremely important thing. And to read it with concentration and devotion. How we know so many things about the internet, about the computer, about cell phones. Why we don't have an idea of what we're reading when we're reading Quran. We are 50 years old. When we were 7, 8 years, we completed Quran Sharif. 40 years have passed, 30 years have passed. We couldn't even learn the meaning of the surahs that we read regularly in namaz. We read At-Tahiyyat, we haven't learned the meaning of that also. All these basic things. Why is it that dua al-qunut, we haven't learned the meaning of that also? So have, this is the things that we must prepare. And then see, our duas that we are making, how many of us are making duas just in Arabic? We don't know what they mean. And 40 years have passed, 50 years. Why? That simple duas which we are making, if we know the meaning, life will come in that dua. So this is very important. So with tilawat, with the tadabbur, it's got great, great, great effect. And the miracle of the Quran, you read it without understanding also, it will benefit you also. And it will change your life. Quran Sharif is Hablullah, the rope of Allah. The one end of that rope is in Allah's hand, and Allah will never let loose of you. And the rope is so strong, it will never break. The other end is up in our hand. You just hold, don't let loose of that rope, you will get pulled by Allah. A person who makes his tilawat properly every day, and ask ourselves, today, how many of us make tilawat? Surah Kahf is our wazifa. But to read Quran Sharif, how many of us read Quran Sharif today? Are making our khatam. How many of us read Quran Sharif? This 1 week has passed. Ask ourselves, how many of us made tilawat? Tilawat is a command Allah gave to Nabi Ali Salatu. How many half is a Quran? The family will complain he doesn't read Quran. Only Ramzan is coming, then suddenly now he's reading lot to prepare for Taraweeh. Because he's going to make Quran. But the whole year, we don't even touch the Quran. The half is the Quran, also doesn't touch the Quran. What hope can we have then of the general public? So tilawat, correct ourselves in this. And this is what is Islam. Correct ourselves. Make every day minimum 3-4 pages tilawat of Quran. Outwardly, we speak of a lot of fikr we got for Islam. This is happening, that is happening. But ourselves, no tilawat. So tilawat is very important. Utlu ma uhiya ilayka min al-kitab wa aqim as-salah. And make qaim namaz, iqamat as-salah. Not wasalli as-salah, not perform your namaz. Iqamat as-salah means to try and perfect your namaz, to improve your namaz all the time. All the time our namaz should be improving. For that I would suggest 3 things. One is whenever we make our niyat, and niyat is in the heart, not in the tongue. Then together with that, just think this year, which are the words of the hadith, imanan wa ihtisaba. Imanan, that is, I'm making my namaz, that Allah ordered me, my iman, my yaqeen is a command, I'm fulfilling a command of Allah Ta'ala. A person works for his boss. And he does his work, that is the or instruction of the boss, I must do this. Whether you understand it or you don't, the boss said you must do it, finish. The other workers say, no, no, we're not doing it. No, the boss said must do it. I'm going to do it. So, that instruction of Allah. And some fuqaha, great ulama, are of the opinion, unless you don't think it as the command of Allah, and you perform it, namaz is not made at all. That is some fuqaha. Generally, the ulama say, you just made niyat, I'm making four rakats, isha namaz for Allah Ta'ala, your namaz is made. But in any case, the purpose of namaz to bring abdiyat, humility in a person, that will only come when we take this as a commando. And that I am nothing, no matter how great mufti I am, what a great muhaddith I am, what a great faqih I am, but I'm just fulfilling Allah's command. That's all. I'm just a laborer. I'm just a slave. And I'm just fulfilling Allah's command. Then abdiyat will come in a person. And the object of ibadat is to bring abdiyat, humility in a person. And when that is not the case, we'll see how many people who make namaz, but pride is coming in them. That I never miss my namaz with jamaat, with takbir-e ula, and always announcing it everywhere. Pride comes into a person. My tahajjud, last 20 years I never missed my tahajjud. Pride comes into a person. So namaz is supposed to bring humility in a person. It's ibadat. It's supposed to bring abdiyat, and a person must become an abd, a slave of Allah. But when we don't think this, we are making namaz, and namaz is no abdiyat is coming. No humility is coming. In fact, pride is coming in a person. A person when, in fact, just imagine, there are how many people who weren't making namaz. Then they were feeling guilty also. Some are not guilty, but those who feel guilty, I'm very bad, I don't make my namaz. And they are tired of people who go for namaz. Now when he came into namaz, now this namaz brought pride in him. And that is even worse. With namaz, he went further from Allah Ta'ala. So that abdiyat will come when we take this, that this is the command of Allah, I'm fully fulfilling the command of Allah Ta'ala. And then ihtisaba. Ihtisaba, I'm getting reward from Allah Ta'ala. A worker who is working, and he knows my boss is watching me physically, or there's CCTV cameras all everywhere, and my boss is watching me. My boss is a very good, kind person, generous, and he gives a lot bonus also when you do good work. But how much concentration won't he do his work? And yeah, in namaz, you are working for that boss, Allah Ta'ala, who is not only watching your outside, but he's watching your heart also. He's watching your mind also. And nobody is as rich as Allah. There is no limit to Allah's riches. And there is no limit to the generosity of Allah. So if I make my namaz, my Allah is watching me. You have that yaqeen, iman. And ihtisaba, my Allah, what is he not going to give me? Allahu Akbar. And what you get in this path, we cannot imagine. When our Shaykh, Rahmatullah Ali, we should tell him, Hadrat, by your barakat, Allah has blessed us with this, with this. How our lives have changed, etc. Words of that nature. Hazrat should say, what have you seen still? You will see what you're still going to get. So this is by your share, by the barakat of your share. And by Allah Ta'ala, what you have got, what have you still got? Walk on that path and see what Allah is still in this dunya. What's going to come in the akhirah, in the qabr, and on the day of qiyamah, and in jannah, you can't imagine. Yeah, in this dunya, what Allah is going. So if you have this ihtisaba, that Allah is going to reward me. Then see what concentration, devotion. When we haven't got that, how many of us are in doubt of our wuzu? We still make namaz. We feel my wuzu broke now, it's all right. It's because you, no difference. I'm going to get sawab, no sawab. I just have to make my namaz. How many youngsters, the parents force them, they go and make namaz without wuzu. No concentration. Sometimes the wife is so pious, forces the husband, make namaz, go and make with jamaat. With half heart you go, because your wife is forcing you. You just have to do it. There is no enjoyment. Sometimes the husband is very pious, and he forces the wife, and she is lazy, she don't want to make, and she does it half-heartedly. What's that? Well, if you make it, ihtisaba. Imano wa ihtisaba. That is one great thing. The other thing is, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave some great advice to a sahabi, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, إِذَا قُمْتَ فِي صَلَاتِكَ فَصَلِّ صَلَاتٍ مُوَدَّعٍ. Whenever you stand up to make namaz, take this is the last namaz of my life. If a person thinks that, not a few days, a few namazes, And you made your sunnats and you thought, your faras is going to be a better namaz. In faras you thought like that, then your sunnats is going to be a better namaz. All the time your namazes will improve. And also remember, a person who is not conscious of improving his namaz will not remain at one level, it will deteriorate. We see so many people, outwardly like pious people, people of knowledge also, just start namaz like this, like a don't care attitude, just like this. Hands also folded like this. Standing also a bit as a slant, etc. Because we're not conscious of improving our namaz. So our namaz doesn't, we learned namaz when we were small. In the madrasa, our ustads taught us that namaz, it will never remain at that level unless you try to improve it. Otherwise it's going down and down. And when the outside condition of namaz is like this, we can't imagine what is the inside condition. How bad, and there's no reality in that namaz with regard to which Allah Ta'ala says, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ. There is azab for those who are making namaz. Azab, not sawab. For which namaz? الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. Unmindful of their namaz. Don't care attitude. Standing also like we're standing on a street corner by a cafe or somewhere. And with our one day forward, little bend also, head also tilted little bit. Who we impressing in our namaz? Allah only knows. So if a person is not conscious of improving his namaz will not remain at that level, it will go down all the time. A person who throws a ball up in the air, according to the which power you threw it, the weight of the ball, etc., that ball will go up, up all the time. But it will reach a level, it won't stay there, we all know. It will come down faster than what it went up. So our namaz, our iman, our preparation of akhirah, if we are not conscious of it all the time, one bayan, it went up little. And we all say also, we went in Jamaat, we went in the Khanqa, we went for Umrah, I felt a change. I went up, I could see. But after that, Ramzan, and then came down again. If we don't maintain it, it won't remain there. It will come down immediately, and it comes down faster than what it went up. So this is very important. So iman wa ihtisaba. Two things before namaz. One is iman wa ihtisaba, and salatim muwadda'in. That's the last namaz of my life. I'd never ever have this fear also that if I'm going to think it's the last namaz, then I'll die after this namaz. Many people are so frightened to think of mort. Many places where they train the people, ladies also, men, how to give kafan. Many people are so frightened to present themselves that if I'll go in life, perhaps I'll die. You can't die before your time, you won't die later. Allah is fixed for every person in time. And only on your time will you die. And to think of mort is a great ibadah on its own. A person who thinks of his mort 25 times a day will die as a shaheed. Who makes zikr of mort. And one easy way to do that, Allahumma barik li fil mort wa fi ma ba'ad al mort. Read it in the morning 25 times or read it at night 25 times. Whenever you die as a shaheed. And the remembrance of mort, we have been commanded in the hadith also. In the Quran Sharif, we have been commanded. So don't be afraid to think of mort. This is the key to prepare for akhirah. So whichever namaz, this is the last namaz of my life. Then, perhaps all of us are in this category also, but for those people who get doubts in their namaz, number of rakats, etc., no concentration in their namaz, one treatment for that is, read the last surah of the Quran Sharif, the surah An-Nas. Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. Allah is saying that this medicine, this nuskha, this prescription is given by Allah. To who is it being given? To Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam directly. And then in turn to the whole ummah. So how valuable is not this prescription? It is not only fit to be made a golden frame and hung up, it is to be made a golden frame on our tongue. And we recite it. And a golden frame in our heart, that with the heart we recite this. So this, what valuable treatment and prescription Allah has given to His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. I take refuge. And you have taken the refuge of who? Rabbin nas. Malikin nas. Ilahin nas. Three great, great qualities of Allah. Allah is the creator, nourisher, sustainer of the whole of mankind. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس the king of men who controls everything, who controls your brains, who controls your thoughts, who controls your actions, that great being. إِلَٰهِ النَّاسِ the object of worship of mankind. A human being by nature, he wants something to turn to for help. And we learn this from little children. Everything, how they run to their father, they run to their mother. Brothers are fighting. You see the one brother always, Amma, this one is troubling me. Abba, this one is doing this to me. Playing with their friends, they run. Like that, we should be running to Allah. That is Ilahi, that every person craves some support he wants. And Allah is the true. Some go to idols, idols can't do anything. Some worship the sun, what can the sun do for you? Some worship a tree. How fortunate are not we that by the barakat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have been given true tawheed and we turn to Him who is the real power. He is Ilahi Nas. And then what you're asking, refuge from Allah, from with three great qualities of Allah, min sharri al-waswasil khannas, the evil of the waswas, the whisperings of khannas, of shaitan. Min sharri al-waswasil khannas, alladhi yuwaswisu fi suduri nas. It is whisperings in the hearts of people all the time. Min al-jinnati wal-nas. Jinnat also, and from man also this whisperings come. The agents of shaitan. Evil jinnat, they are the agents of shaitan. And they come and whisper evil into you all the time. And the evil amongst men, they also whisper evil in you. Find many things they whisper. Go to the casino, go to a brothel, go to this, do this, not necessary to go for namaz. You're not well today. You are tired. You are very tired. Make namaz at home. Now at home also, then he'll tell you afterwards. Sofa, sofa. Then you are very tired. You get up afterwards and read namaz. Before you know, your namaz is gone. Qaza. Fajr time he does that. And all other things also, all the time. People also. He'll make your wife his agent. Your wife his agent. And shaitan has also got a wife. Her begum, what? What's her name? I'm forgetting her name. And she also goes around and tells people all evil things. So your wife also will whisper things in your ears. Your children will whisper. Everyone will whisper evil into you. So you take the protection of Allah with those three qualities. Inshallah, one friend, I advised him. He said, immediately his email came. My namaz's quality have changed. I find now that Alhamdulillah, I'm saved, guarded from this wasawis and this evil thought. So, two things, and for those who have this wasawis, evil whisperings, read Qul A'udhu bi Rabbin Nas. That is a treatment. And then at the end of namaz, one other very great thing, bring this in our namazes, when we make salam, we are making salam to who when we turn here this side? The malaika. When we make salam now, who thought of the malaika? All of us know it, but hardly anyone make niyat of the malaika. We know it, knowledge we got, but amal, we are very, very weak. And every namaz, individual or with jamaat, niyat of the farishtas we have to make. Then if it's jamaat, there are more niyats also, but we don't make this niyat. A person who will do this, niyat of the malaika, two great things Allah will bless him. One is because they are in ghaib, you can't see them. And you're making the niyat, Allah will bless you with iman on alam al-ghaib. That is on the life of the qabr, it will become a reality for you. The day of qiyamah will become a reality. Jannah, jahannam will become a reality. Today, think one day has passed, Jummah, Mubarak day. Who of us thought of our mort? Who of us thought of our qabr? Who of us thought of Jannah, Jahannam? And will Allah send me to Jannah? Nobody has got guarantee. We hope. We have got hope and we must have hope. And we make dua also and we try also. But it is a prerogative of Allah. We are not Allah's Allah. That we going Jannah, we don't care. Where Allah will send us. Whether we are so pious also, it's all in the hands of Allah. Who He wants. He can send the biggest sinner to Jannah. He can send the biggest abid to Jahannam. He is not Qazi Yawm al-Qiyamah. The judge that he is bound by laws. He is Malik. He is the king. No, he is not bound by any laws whatsoever. He's absolutely free. Who of us thought of this? So by making niyat of them, Allah will bless. And that person who gets the thoughts, well, how my mort will come, how my qabr will be, what will happen to me in my qabr, what will happen to me on the day of Qiyamah. And these are real serious matters. Not that I haven't got money to pay my bond, and I haven't got money to pay to meet my payments and all that, or my sugar is just not coming down, or my wife is angry, she's just not getting happy. Those are all storms in a teacup. The real problem is, and it comes in the hadith, or a person who makes all his worry, one worry, the worry of the akhirah, Allah takes care of all his worries of dunya. And a person who doesn't worry of that, then all the worries of dunya are major. That's what we are sitting with. This worry, business worry, creditors, debtors, neighbors, builders, contractors, workers, whoever. Everyone's worry is on our head. No worry of qabr, no worry of akhirah. If you make that your worry, Allah will take all these worries away, and Allah will be. But who of us got that iman on the words of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? We hear it finish here. Now Maulana has to say that. What's he going to say? He's not going to quote Shakespeare here and Milton here. He's going to quote hadith and that. And Maulana has to say that. He's going to say that. But for us, no, we go from here, no difference in our life. All this what was said was just, it had to be said, it was said. And we just went there, we had to show face, or we had to be present for sawab, or that we are part of the khanqa. But to bring it in our lives, unfortunately, we are very weak in this. One friend said so beautifully, the du'as that are put up in the wuzu khana to read. He said the person who puts it up also doesn't read it. And this is a fact. You print kitabs, etc. You don't read them yourself also. You give us all this, give this out, give that. You don't, yourself you don't practice. Then who else is going to practice? So it is important. So the niyat, that is one, akhirat will come in front of you. And the other very great thing and very important thing, in this world presently, there are two systems which are working. One is a system of Darul Asbah. That is cause and effect. I feel hungry, I eat food. I feel nice now. I'm feeling thirsty, I drink water, my thirst is gone. And I got a headache, I take a panado, anything, I desperate, my headache is alright. I go for treatment, all. I want to go from here to my car, I walk till there. We are going home after this, we sit in our car, we start it, put it in gear, we start moving. Cause and effect, we did something, result. This is what we see with our eyes. And this is this dunya's nizam and system. But we must know that there is Allah's system above the system. And that is a superior system. And that system overrides and supersedes this system. This system is nothing in front of Allah's system. And that system is working. And Allah hasn't joined it with asbab. That if you will do this, then Allah's system will work. Allah is not in need of any asbab. So our yaqeen must be on that system. Asbab, to use it, by all means use it. It is sunnah to use it. And you use it, but if your yaqeen is on asbab, this is shirk. Now you are associating partners. No sabab is the doer of anything. The real doer of everything is Allah Ta'ala. It isn't food that takes away your hunger, it is the command of Allah. It isn't the eyes that are looking, it is the command. Ruh is the command of Allah in the body. We are all living now. We are seeing with our eyes. So, and we all will say, the eyes are seeing. That is the system of this dunya. But that system of on top, that it is the ruh that is seeing. If this ruh is taken out from the body, please, now a dead man, now his eyes can't see. The eyes are perfect stuff. If you graft them into another person, I'm not explaining any masalas, I'm just giving an example. Whether it jives or not, that you must ask the mufti. But you graft his eyes into another person, they start seeing that because ruh is there. And this heart, it's pumping, working. You die, whatever accident, but your heart is still perfect. They take it out, transplant it into another person. In your body it wasn't working. You're a dead person. The ruh went out. But transplant it in another person who's got ruh in him. The heart starts working there. So it isn't the heart that's working. It's in the eyes that are seeing. It's not the kidneys that are functioning. It's Allah's command. So that is yaqeen that we have to have. If we don't have, and we trust material things, I'm going for Umrah tomorrow. I got my tickets booked. I got my transport arranged to the airport. I got my visas, passport. To have yaqeen on that, this is haram, this is shirk. To have all the intizam, no problem. But it is in the hands, remember, it's in the hands of Allah. You can take one step and you slip on a banana peel. Instead of going 2 weeks Umrah, you've gone 6 weeks hospital. It's not in your hands. On the way, you meet up with that. Everything is done. You checked in, security, immigration. 5 minutes left to board the plane. Announcement is made, technical problem. And we'll be giving out vouchers to all. And instead of hotel of Makkah Sharif, you're going to hotel in Johannesburg. One time, Maulana Yunus Patel, Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, was also on the plane. They came to Ethiopia or somewhere there. And that country didn't give the plane flying rights to go over. They left here at night. And in the morning, the pilot announced the captain, we're landing at Johannesburg, those old airport, Jan Smuts Airport. They all thought he made a mistake. But they just woke up from their sleep and he said, we're landing. All were sure, we're landing at Jeddah Airport. But when they landed at Jan Smuts Airport. The plane had to make a U-turn and come back. Nothing is in our hands. That yaqeen, and that yaqeen will be built when we make niyat of this parishta. Who we don't see, and that system of Allah which is, and this is for us to have iman. How many of us even had the idea that there is the system working? That with our system, we only know our system. And our food, we discuss anything. You must do this like this. You must do like that. Don't forget this. Don't forget that. We are talking so much of shirk that we forget Allah's system. That Allah's system is the system which is above. That Allah's system works. How many times a person feels very hungry, but just something and that hunger is gone. Afterwards he says, I was feeling so hungry. Your Ramzan, lunchtime you're so hungry. Then afterwards again the hunger is gone. So it is Allah who controls everything, who controls our emotions. Whether we laugh or we cry, whether we are happy or sad, it's not we make jokes and we go and attend some session where they sing jokes and we're laughing, we're going toward the family and we're going to talk and joke and laugh. It is in Allah. So if Allah wants to, He'll make you cry. If He wants to, He'll make you laugh. If He wants to, He'll give you health. You've got the most beautiful, the best wife. But if He wants to give you sorrow in that marriage, you'll endless sorrow you will have in that. It is in the hand. So by making niyat of this farishtas, Allah will bless us with that also. So this month is that blessed, this is that month that Allah has made namaz for us. And this namaz, Allah Ta'ala has said, it comes, it's not a hadith, but it's a fact, it's a reality. As-salatu mi'rajul mu'min. Namaz is the mi'raj of a mu'min. As Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the month of Rajab went physically for mi'raj with his body. He was taken. And that also Allahu Akbar. Today we accept it, Alhamdulillah. And Allah make it that really in our hearts we do believe in mi'raj. But if we have to analyze the event of mi'raj and the history of mi'raj. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam announced that he made mi'raj, Allah took him for mi'raj. The people of Makkah, they were looking for such an occasion, the mushriks of Makkah. And the munafiqeen. The munafiqs, and there were many people with weak iman. And, for example, they went to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. You heard what your friend is saying now. He says he went from here in one night journey, so much time that the base did not become cold. That he was operated on in Haram of Mecca. His heart was taken out and washed in Zamzam water. Heart operation was done there. And it was placed back again. And we know, just you go for stents, you just go angiogram. You need some time to recover from that. Yeah, the whole heart was taken out, washed in Zamzam. Then he went from Makkah to Baitul Muqaddas. And there he made imamate of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. All seven heavens he went past. And he went right to the Arsh of Allah Ta'ala. And Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, his guide all along. And he went to that place that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam said, if I go to the extent of one hair, a hair is 1 millimeter, how much is one hair? The width of it. Well, you see, if I go so much more in front, I will be brought down to ashes. There were our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he returned again the same night and so much time that his bed was not, and not today, but whatever jets we got in there. Today's time also it's impossible. The aeroplane Allah gave to Musa, to Sulaiman alayhi salam, Dawood alayhi salam, also it was just this burat which Allah gave to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So today if somebody has to tell us things like that, who will want to believe? And look at it from an objective point of view. If we just see, as Muslims we say, but really that conviction, Hazrat Abu Bakr said, it can't be, say your friend is saying this. Then 100% I believe so. That iman, and remember, iman is not what we see with our eyes, iman is what we hear with our ears. We must take this out of us, completely wash our hearts and mind, that seeing is believing, hearing is deceiving. We also got it, we also take it as a norm as well, that this is 100% that seeing is believing, hearing is deceiving. Whereas the fact is that hearing is believing, seeing is deceiving. You see with your eyes that I'm eating food and my stomach is getting full. You're feeling it, but that you must deny. It's by the command of Allah. With your eyes, what you are seeing, that my eyes are seeing, I saw it with my eyes, with my own eyes, with my two eyes I saw it. You must deny that. It is the command of Allah that is seen. That my heart is pumping, it's not my heart, it's the command of Allah, the ruh which is inside. That iman must come into us. So that is absolutely essential. So by making this niyat of this farishtas, Allah will bless us with that iman. This namaz which Allah Ta'ala has, then Allah said, وَأَقِيمِ الصَّلَاةِ. This is iqamati salah. If we will make tilawat al-Quran, will we be blessed with iqamati salah. Then our namaz will become namaz. There is a tartib, a sequence Allah has kept. And the ayats of the Quran are not just haphazard or just at random. Allah has revealed them in a certain way. And they have got connection with one another. So if we make our tilawat of Quran regularly, then our namaz is iqamati salah. The reality, the perfection of namaz will come. And as an aid, these few things that I've mentioned also. And then, waqimi salah. Then that namaz will become inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Everyone test ourselves that if our namaz are not blocking us, stopping us from evil and lewd things, looking at other women, thinking of evil, and today good people going on porn, internet, etc. Who and so terrible it is that some good people outside, like big buzums they do, but child pornography they are involved in. Hey, I'm speaking of hard facts, I'm not just speaking of imaginary things. People who look like big buzurgs outwardly, child pornography. And the other filthy porn, how many good people are involved in this? And so that if you are there, your namaz also carrying on, this also carrying on. That means that namaz is just a picture of namaz. It's an artificial namaz, like we have artificial flowers. If your wife told you, bring today potatoes, onions, and you bring artificial potatoes and artificial onions, you'll get the artificial, not artificial food, she'll throw it on your head. And that is what namaz, it comes in the hadith. That namaz which is formed like, performed like that, like a dirty rag, that namaz is made in a dirty rag and thrown back at you. It doesn't go above your head also. And I'm happy I'm making namaz. My namaz is deteriorating. It's gone to a terrible level. Just that I'm 85, I'm a very pious man. I'm a big buzurg. I'm a big maulana, mufti sahab, whatever. But the condition of our namaz is still so low. So, and until we don't make an effort to improve our namaz, our businesses, we are worried. Making more, open this branch, bring that line, buy from this people, sell to those customers. All the time we are working on that. How to promote our business, how to make it bigger, how to get more customers, all that. The house we are working, house is so spick and span, but this magazines, house, a home, or whatever, all those, that what more can I buy for my house? But how small details we are looking, our namaz, and we are unmindful of it. Nothing whatsoever. And our condition is such, we have made dunya our object. The pious person today, everyone, generally, almost 100%, dunya is our object. And who are the pious people? From dunya, we took out time for deen. So namaz time, we go and make our namaz, we go for umrah, we go for hajj, etc. We do things according to deen. We take out some money and we give for masjid, charity, good work also we do. But all that we have taken out from our... The actual object is that our whole niyat must be akhirah. And from our akhirah, we take out time for our dunya. You have to earn little, you take out time from your dunya, and you go and, from your deen, and you go and do your little earning, and that also you do it according to deen, it also becomes deen. But our niyat today is dunya. And from there, the pious, those who are not pious, don't take out time also from their dunya for their deen's sake. Whereas that is not piety. Piety, first necessity is, man kani yuridu al-ajila, ajjalna lahu fiha ma nasha, liman nasha, liman nurid. And waman arad al-akhirah, wasa'a laha sa'yaha. A person whose niyat is akhirah, his object is akhirah. And from there he takes out time for his dunya. And automatically if your niyat is akhirah, more of your time will be in akhirah. And then for your dunya's need, you take up little time, you see it too, you see, and that is also if our yaqeen is that Allah is the doer. And you use little bit asbab and you earn dunya, Allah will give so much barakah in it. But today our niyat is dunya. And little time we take out for our deen. So this will happen when tilawat al-Quran, our namaz, that namaz will become inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. And the end of it, there was tilawat al-Quran, wala dhikrullahi akbar. Remember, the zikr of Allah is the greatest thing. And to make your namaz, namaz and iqamat al-salah, it's absolutely necessary you have to make zikr. Hazrat Salman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was asked, that what is the greatest amal in Islam, in deen, in the Quran? Hazrat Salman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, don't you read the Quran Sharif? Allah himself has said the greatest amal is dhikr of Allah. Wala dhikrullahi akbar. It comes in the Hadith Sharif. The greatest thing, most effective thing that will save a person from the azab of the qabr is the zikr of Allah. It comes in a Hadith Sharif. That those who regularly make the zikr of Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, they will be just strolling around freely. No one. What the day that they will be. But those who used to make zikr will be just strolling around freely. No one. And it comes in the Hadith Sharif, of the 8 doors of Jannah, one door is exclusive for the zakirin. Those who are engaged excessively in the zikr of Allah, they will enter from that door. That door will call them. Come enter from me and go into Jannah. It comes in the Hadith Sharif that those who used to make the people of Jannah, who are in Jannah and all the pleasure and enjoyment, those moments will come on them when they feel that sorrow, when they remember they had the occasion to make Allah zikr in the dunya and they didn't make Allah zikr. So zikr is extremely important. You have to ask ourselves today, how many of us made our zikr? How many made our tilawat? How many read durood sharif for Friday? How many made istighfar? How many read third kalima? And yet, we are sitting here, we are supposed to the people to be doing it regularly. I'm not speaking to people who are outsiders, people who are at the moment gone to all the food outlets, people who are driving around on the streets, people who haven't made Isha and are not interested in getting up for Fajr. I'm speaking to those that we all regard as pious people. Holy, this is our condition. Everyone see for himself, اقرأ كتاب, read your own kitab. كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيمًا. And today our lying also has become so much that we lie to ourselves. If you are truthful to yourself and you want your Islah, if you have got little sincerity and you want to change your life, see your report. And according to that, change your life. If the report came, your sugar levels are high, but you took out the one in front, you got 15.6. And you take out 5 of my sugar levels. This is our condition. We just want to make ourselves happy. That I got no problem. But if we really see our condition, we are in a very serious condition. So, وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ وَاللَّهِ. And remember, وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مَا تَصْنَعُونَ. If you make zikr regularly, you'll be conscious, Allah is what I'm thinking, Allah is watching me. What my heart, what is in my heart, Allah is watching me. One Sikh in England went through a green traffic light. The camera flashed on him. So he thought it's faulty. I didn't go through the red light. So he came around and went through the green light again. Again the camera flashed, so he was convinced. And always the traffic department, especially there, not only fines and not only heavy fines, but points also. Then your license also get cancelled, which they want to introduce here also. So he put witnesses, there is a good chance to prove to them that the system is faulty, and we sue the traffic department. So with witnesses, he went the third time through the green light again. Again the camera flashed. And it didn't take long for the tickets to come. In that week, the fine was there. But not for going through the green light, for not having the seat belt on. So Allah's lights are on everything, Allah's camera. I'm thinking I'm getting up for tahajjud, but I don't realize that my trousers are below my ankles. I don't realize my beard is not according to sunnah. And I'm thinking, I'm tahajjud, why problems in my life? I get up for tahajjud, and you're crying in your dua, etc., all that, but Allah's camera is what's in your heart also. And you are making tahajjud, and you are thinking, my wife is so lazy, she never gets up for tahajjud. Your tahajjud better, you are sleeping with that thought. That me, I make tahajjud, nobody else in the whole town, I'm the only one who makes tahajjud. If such thoughts are coming to you, your sleeping is better than your tahajjud. And Allah's cameras are on everything. What you are doing. This namaz is a great gift from Allah. Where it is our duty also. But it is that by which we get connected. Quran Sharif, by which we get connected. Why is it we read whole Quran Sharif when we were children? By the age of about 10 or so, children complete their Nazra Quran Sharif. 2-3 years, how many boys become Hafiz by that? And then, how many then become Alims? By the age of 18, 20, there are boys who are Alims. They become Qaris. And in the Alim course, they did whole tarjuma of Quran Sharif, translation. Whole tafsir of Quran Sharif. And after that, by the age of 22, 25, some are teaching already. They're teaching the whole tafsir also. Some write tafsir also. But we still haven't found Allah. And the whole Quran is to find Allah. You got your driver and you tell him to go and deliver goods. They explain you where to go, how to go. You say, no, he didn't understand. So you take a paper, you write it down, and you see, sir, he didn't understand. Then you give him a GPS. You type it in, and on the GPS you show him, there's a road going this way, this is where you must go. You see, he still didn't. Now you explain to him all the landmarks. There will be a Kalbos Karachi, there will be Tokyo Karachi. And you tell him exactly, you give him directions also. Still he's not understanding. On the cell phone now you said, I'll speak to you. And still he goes and get lost. Hey, what kind? We whole Quran was to find Allah. We read every year Ramzan, we make khatam. Every year we make khatam. We still are lost. Lost in this dunya. Lost in the filth and dirt of this dunya. In the temporary and the glitter and the lights and dazzle of this dunya, we still haven't found Allah. We haven't found our way to Akhirah. How long? 50 years we are. 60 years we are. We are still just fully involved in dunya. We haven't found a way. How? We are worse than the driver. What won't we say about the driver? He only couldn't find one place here, 50 kilometers, 100 kilometers. We couldn't find, and Allah is more closer to you than your jugular vein. Than your life, Allah is more close. Akhirat is right in front, but we haven't seen Akhirat. We haven't found Akhirat. So this is a month that make qadr of this namaz. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahumma barik lana fi rajab wa sha'ban. Barakat of rajab is this namaz. This great gift which Allah Ta'ala, by which we connect to Allah Ta'ala. Make this effort to make our, to perform namaz. How many of us, we even got khilafat, but we got years and years of qaza namaz. And we're not thinking of reading our qaza namaz also. How many of us, we still not paband with namaz. Forget jamaat, we not even, our namazes are becoming qaza. And I'm speaking of hard facts, not hearsay or anything. How many of us, our namazes are still not in. And those of us who are making namaz, there is no concentration, no devotion in that amount. Our thoughts are strained, and then we still regard ourselves as good Muslims. Just because we got a beard, topi, kurta, I'm a pious Muslim. I give charity, I do this. And remember, all our nafil ibadat is dependent whether we are doing our faraz ibadat. Just like all our ibadat, even faraz, is dependent on our iman. If our iman is not right, then all your ibadat is not accepted by Allah Ta'ala.
First your iman must be right. Then for all our nafil ibadat, many people. Today one lady phoned home and she said that, what you call it, I make lot of nafil namaz. Our family asked her, your qaza? No, that I don't make. Lot qaza namazes. Ladies, their farz rozas of Ramzan which they must. How many of them? 10 years rozas have accumulated. 20 years rozas. They not think of making that farz ada. But nafil we make. Nafil, the acceptance of nafil, the condition of it is that we are doing our farz. Farz namaz, farz rozas, our zakat, we're giving charity. One uncle of mine, Allah granted jannah, he forgive us all. He should never work out his zakat. And when his sons became conscious of deen, they should tell him, he said, but how the charity we give? Your zakat is first. Eh? The example of that is you owing somebody 100,000 rand, 10,000, 50,000 rand. You're not talking of paying that. Then when you will visit him, you will give him stock suit. You stumble. You take it and knock it on your head. What must I do with the stock? Bring my money, what you owing. We are owing Allah so much. That we're not talking about. And some nafil. We have to make Allah Pak happy with some small sweets and some fruit and something like that. First do your first. Our priorities are not in order today. So get our priorities. And for that, it's absolutely essential we have a sheikh. And not by name. You relate to your sheikh. You attend, you listen to what he's got to say. Still you got some questions, you ask him your question. You sort out your matters. That is when you will benefit. If you got a doctor, the best doctor in the world, not in the country, but he's your doctor, he's your personal friend also, but you don't ever tell him your sicknesses, you never ever ask him for treatment, even if you go regularly to him, you have a cup of tea with him, you discuss with him, but you don't tell him your sickness, how are you going to get better? So if a person who is serious, and this is now the period, this is Rajab, then Shaban comes the cleansing period. And Allah gave us 15 Shaban Shabi Barad, a night of purification, a night of reformation and cleanliness. If we do that, then we will appreciate Ramzan. And you'll go eagerly into Ramzan. And you'll enjoy Ramzan. A person who goes in an exam room who prepared, he's happy to go. There's two students, one who didn't prepare for anything of the exam. He doesn't want to go. So he wishes that something can happen. A fire must break out and we don't write exams today. But the one who prepared is eager for that exam. And he goes to Ramzan. And after Ramzan, Allah calls us to his house. Hajj, Allah calls us. And Allah calls us to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What an aspiration. And what a goal Allah has set for us. And then Qurbani follows. Where you sacrifice. And that person who brought reality, you sacrifice your everything for Allah. And Allah is not in need of us. But when he sees you sacrificing everything for me, Allah will give you everything. So may Allah Ta'ala bless us with the reality of this dua. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not desirous of this worldly life. And he didn't have trust so much so if I take one morsel of food, I don't know it will reach my mouth. Not that I'll get up tomorrow morning. And so much Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was concerned of akhirah. The wind just started blowing little, gone to the masjid. It mustn't be a storm. And today, sun eclipse, moon eclipse, we are out with our negatives. And we are gone to see, and we travel from this place, you can see the eclipse very nice. Who goes to the masjid? So much Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was connected the ummah to the masjid. And we are in the khaflat all the time of this media. So we have to prepare in that direction. And remember also, a person, a dunya's life is limited. Quality is totally inferior. Quantity, there is nothing in it. Akhirat is forever and ever. And the quality of akhirat, we cannot imagine what Allah has prepared. Wise is that person who doesn't amass in this dunya and leaves it behind. And he did nothing for akhirat and he goes there. How stupid is not that person? A person who utilized all the capacity Allah gave him, mental, time, physically, everything, he used it for akhirat. And his dunya, he messed it up also. It will be left behind in any. And he goes into that. What enjoyment from the time of Maud. In the battle of Shamli, the ulama, particularly for the British, some of them were going to become shaheed in that battle. And who came and fetched their roof? The Hurul Ain. And if your Hurul Ain come and fetch you, you're going to say, no, you want to still live, put life support in them. And see the ugly nurses there. When the Hurul Ain comes and fetch you, we know this reality. And not only the Hurul Ain came, each one came with a goblet of the water of the Prince of Jannah. One drop of that water goes into this dunya's ocean. All seven oceans will become sweet. And she comes in, and you drinking a whole glass, and from the hand of that Hurul Ain. And one drop of her saliva goes into the one ocean. All seven oceans become sweet. And you will kiss her. You will embrace her. What a life that is. And then in the qabr, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, burying one sahaba, radiallahu anhu, suddenly looked away. Sahaba asked why? He said, Allah had sent her for his word, for him in Jannah of the deen. And it was unfair for me to look at this word. So I turned my face away. And now you in your qabr with your word, what you worried for anything? And what life you will have there? She will be a virgin forever. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told one sahabi when he married, that Halla Bikram, why didn't you marry a virgin? Tula'ibuka wa yula'ibuki. Tula'ibuki wa yula'ibuka. She should play with you, you should. And your virgin, a whore? You don't need Viagra, I have a whole life forever. You'll be a young man, and what young man you will be. And a person, if you want an alternative for old age, I don't want old age and all the sickness. Burhape ne phir aake kya kya sataya. Old age, how much it troubles you. Whole night you coughing. Whole night up and down to the toilet. Whole night scratching, turning, tossing in your bed. Old age, what and what hasn't it got? If you don't want it, there's one alternative. Die young. Just die young and you want to know old age will come. So anyway, this all is going to come. And if there wasn't Allah, nobody should become old age should become. How lot doctors, how lot hospitals, how lot medicine have they cut off cancer? No more in the world now, finish. Nobody's hearts are, arteries are blocking. How much medicines for all this? Allah is the ruler. And if, nobody wants old age. Nobody wants to die. If it was in our hand, no old age for anyone. And Allah shows you here and what He's going to give in Jannah. And forever and ever, as Allah controls, you're the biggest doctor of heart. You yourself die of a heart attack. You're the biggest doctor of sugar. You yourself got sugar and you take the gentle all the time. It's not in your hands, it is in Allah's hands. Yeah, Allah is proving by the halat of your dunya. Old age comes, sicknesses come, problems come, death comes. It's a proof that nothing is in the hands of the whole world together. Save one person, the whole world, all the rich people, all the doctors, all the lawyers, whoever you can think, save the life of one person. Let at least one person live for 1,000 years. Not even 2,000. Let him live for 200 years. We can't. It's in the hands of Allah. So when that is the case, no, Allah is the akhirat is also. And what Allah has promised, in the akhirat, we can't be able to prepare for that life. Let us. So now is the season. Everyone looks for season. Businessman looks for season. Soccer players, now our season has started. The cricket, now matches, fixing of matches. And now season has started. This is our season now. Rajab has come and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua, balighna Ramadan. That how desirous he was for Ramadan. Like that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wouldn't trust whether the food will come to his mouth. But here he's making dua that, oh Allah, I've come to Rajab now, please. Give me barakat in Rajab and Shaban and let me go to Ramadan. And then when you go to the house of Allah and you make for and you go to and you prepare, wallah, you will see what is Makkah Sharif, what is Tawaf, what is to read Salat al Salam on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Forget that, from there you will enjoy. And you don't want to talk with anyone, you just rather make your zikr. Read your tasbih, read the thoughts of Allah. Allah has given a great treasure. Namaz, also our namaz, when we read at the end, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi, think what a great treasure Allah gave me and how I destroyed and wasted my namaz. I didn't make contact with Allah. What I was thinking of, my bathroom. I was thinking of my toilet. I was thinking of my cup of tea mustn't get cold.
What small things, and I spoiled, and my namaz was supposed to connect me with Allah.
You just think that, and in a few days you'll see how valuable namaz will come. And when the reality of namaz, that connection, you got 5 minutes appointment they give you with the prime minister. For any rich man, these collectors who come, and then many of the business people don't want to see them. So instruction to the secretary. You must tell them not to come. I'm not, I don't want to see them. I'm not prepared. But somebody said, okay, 5 minutes. And they know this man gives a good amount. And then in that 5 minutes, he wasted talking all other things. About the toilet he was talking. And about smoking cigarettes he was talking. And 5 minutes after, he didn't present what he wanted. Eh? Allah called us for our namaz to speak to Allah and take from him. And we didn't even think of taking from Allah. And remember also, what must we take? Don't take some paper, friends, and money. Shaitan is so clever. He's more clever than us. What he goes and steal? The iman of people. The amal, he knows that has got value. He doesn't go and steal 50 million rand, paper money, papers. That is all. He knows that has got no value. He also knows what to steal. But we also are attaching value to our paper things, to all dunya's things. And we don't attach value to iman, to amal, to akhlaq, to muamalat. May Allah give us tawfiq.
InshaAllah, tomorrow night, normally every month we have our Ash'ar Majlis after the Maghrib Salah. InshaAllah, this month, only for this month, after the Isha Salah, we'll be having our Ash'ar Majlis at 7:30 is Adhan, and 7:45 is the Jamaat, Isha Salah. And after the Isha Salah, inshaAllah, Darul Ulum in Azalbul, the Ash'ar Majlis. And inshaAllah, on Yawmul Ahad, Sunday morning, starting at 10 o'clock, our monthly Majlis at the Madrasa in the Darul Ulum. So, Muhammad requests for all the brothers to participate.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك. اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان. اللهم إنا نسألك تمام الوضوء وتمام الصلاة وتمام رضوانك وتمام مغفرتك. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.